साधारण्यमायतयो यम कर्ता हेतिम जानयो स्वरादीवा निपनाखंतिरिमिन्द्रः साधारण्यमायतयो यमकर्ता हेतिम ज्यायु सर्वादीवा निपनाखंतरिमिन्द्रः साधारण्यमायतयो यमकर्ता हेतिम ज्यायु स्वरादीवा निपनाखंतरिमिन्द्रः प्रभु जी साधारण्यमायतयो यतोयो यमकर्ता हेतिम ज्यायु स्वरादीवा नियमाखंतिमिन्द्रः साधारण्यमायतयो यमकर्ता हेतिम जनयो स्वरादीव निपान खनित्रमिन्द्रः साधरम नियमायतयो यमकर्ता हेतिम जयो स्वरादीव निपाखंतिरिमिन्द्रः माताजी साधारण्यमायतयो यमकर्ता हेतिम जयो स्वरादीव निपानखनित्रमिन्द्रः साधारण्यमायतयो यमकर्ता हेतिम ज्वायु स्वरादीव निपानखंत्रिमिन्द्रः साधारण्यमायतयो यमकर्ता हेतिम जयो स्वरादीव निपानखंत्रमिन्द्रः Synonym, Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, I will read the synonyms. You all can repeat behind me. Sadhriyak. Artificial mental speculation or meditation. Niyamya. Controlling. Yatayaha. The mystics. Yamakarta hetim. The process of spiritual culture. Jyahu are given up. Swarat, fully independent. Eva, as. Nipana, well. Khantiram, trouble for digging. Indraha, the controlling demigod supplying rains. Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In such a transcendental state, there is no need of artificial control of the mind, mental speculation or meditation. As performed by the jnanis and yogis, one gives up such processes as the heavenly king Indra forgoes the trouble to dig a well. Purport: a poor man in want of water digs a well and undertakes the trouble of digging. Similarly, those who are poor in transcendental realization speculate on the mind or meditate by controlling the senses. But they do not know that such control of the senses are achievement of spiritual perfection. Control of senses and achievement of spiritual perfections are simultaneously made possible as soon as one is factually engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Person, the Personality of Godhead. It is for this reason that great liberated souls also desire to be associated in hearing and chanting the activities of the Lord. The example of Indra is very appropriate in this connection. King Indra of heaven is the controlling deity or demigod for arranging clouds and supplying rains in the universe, and as such, he does not have to take the trouble to dig a well for his personal water supply. For him, digging a well for a water supply is simply ludicrous. Similarly, those who are factually engaged in the loving service of the Lord have attained the ultimate goal of life. And for them, there is no need of mental speculation to find out the true nature of God or His activities. Nor do such devotees have to meditate upon the imaginary or real identity of the Lord, because they are factually engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Lord's pure devotees have already achieved the result of mental speculation and meditation. The real perfection of life is therefore to be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mrandhasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Yena Maha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णु पादाय श्रेष्ठाय भूतले अगम करोति वाचालम Hare Krishna. So I'm very fortunate to be in assembly of all exalted devotees like you, and all of you are welcome for this everyday morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are going to read Srimad 2nd Canto 7th chapter and verse number 48. I will pray to all the senior Vaishnavas to bless me so that I can speak something which I have heard from my seniors. And if there is any fault, they can correct me. And I will seek my blessings from Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan. So whatever he wants me to speak, let that come out. Thank you. So we are on shloka number 48. So this is second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are 10 topics which Srimad Bhagavatam describes. And we are in second canto wherein we are hearing about Visarga, secondary creation. So, before we come to this shloka, for devotees who are coming for the first time, or previously they would have not attended the classes, for them we just try to give a recap of what lead to this shloka. So, at the start of this chapter, Brahmaji is giving the list of various incarnations. So, if this chapter can be seen as an index of what is going to come forward, because in this chapter itself, Lord Brahmaji starts from how Lord took Varaha Avatar, and then Swayambhu Manu, then Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, and in between various avatars he described, and then he also tells about Buddha, and then Kalki, Dhruva, everything, Prahlad, Narasimhadev. So, this basically gives a summary what is going to come in next in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in Tattva Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami tells us that whatever scriptures we have, they give knowledge in three ways. In Anuchet 26.2, if I remember correctly. So, he says that scriptures gives knowledge in three ways. First, in form of the scripture gives direct knowledge or direct instruction, just like a king gives. So king will not speak here and there, he will directly instruct you. This is the task, you have to do it. Then he goes on to tell that the second way of the scripture giving the knowledge is in the form of friendly relationship. I mean, just how a friend will instruct his another friend. So he will instruct, he will ensure that whenever I am giving him instruction or telling him something, he don't get offended. So what he will ensure the instruction, whatever knowledge he wants to impart, in form of some stories. And third, Jiva Goswami tells that the third way of imparting knowledge is, or giving instruction is, just like a girlfriend and a boyfriend, or a husband and a wife. So, Priyasi, he says, Priyasi, whom you love so much. So in that case, you will give instruction, and you will not give instruction directly. You will give instruction a paroksha way, not directly, or indirect way you will give instruction. Because you don't want to, because if somebody is very dear to you, you will ensure that he doesn't feel bad also. So, and we say that work is also done and he doesn't get offended as well. Saap bhi mar gaya aur laati bhi nahi toote. Something like that. So direct instruction are given through Vedas. Knowledge is imparted in the sutras, directly he will give. Then Puranas are like friends. They will give knowledge in form of stories, just like Srimad Bhagavatam Puran is there, or different other Puran, Padma Puran, Skand Puran, where a lot of stories are mentioned, and then the knowledge is imparted. And the third is the Sahitya, the Acharyas, which gives. So Sahityas are also the third way, where the loving exchanges are there, and knowledge is not imparted directly. So this is how the knowledge is imparted. But the most important part, and the most important thing in Srimad Bhagavatam is that it encompasses all these three ways. So whatever Vedas, direct instructions are also there. Then we have stories as well, and aparoksha also we get knowledge. So that's how this Srimad Bhagavatam is very magnanimous. That we don't have to give, don't have to go different places. Everything is incorporated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the stories of Lord is described, the Supreme Lord. So in this whole chapter, the whole purpose of Lord Brahma giving the list of incarnation is to establish a fact that Krishna is Sanam Bonam of everything. So what do you mean by that is, everything is relying on him. So nothing in this world is away from him, aloof from him. Everything is controlled by him and everything is under him. So that is the fact which is proved in this, in the previous shloka also. Srila Prabhupada gives that thing, that he is the Sanam, like Sarva Karana Karanam, we often quote Brahmaji. So this absolute truth can be realized in the three ways. And first canto, Vadanti Tattvidas Tattvam Yad Jnanam Adavyam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagwaniti Shabdite. So this Sanam Bonam, or the absolute truth, because Lord is not, you know, sometimes, you know, people out of ignorance, they say, okay, this way is the only way. It's not like that. We have different ways which is prescribed in the scriptures, which can be used to achieve Lord. That's why Lord proposes different ways through which we can attain Lord. Some is easy, some is difficult. So this Paramatma, the first realization is, Prabhupada says that based on knowledge and intelligence, people will try to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth. So first realization is impersonal Brahma. So what is impersonal? To understand impersonal Brahma is like Prabhupada says that the impersonal Brahma is realized by people who are on Gyan Marga. So Prabhupada says that they will use neti neti, reject everything, reject all the material. This is not absolute. This is not absolute. And like doing like this, they will reach to a stage where they will surpass this material nature and come to a stage where they will think, okay, this Supreme Absolute Truth is nothing but the effulgence of Lord. And what happens when you are not exposed to light and suddenly you see light, you get blind. So that is stage, even if you realize, Prabhupada says that is the stage when you realize Brahma Jyoti, which is very difficult because analytics, just like Prabhupada quotes an example of if somebody wants to find out who his father is. So one way is to do analysis. We do a DNA test, we keep on doing, and India's population itself is more than 100 crores. And if we keep on doing DNA test, I think by the time we complete DNA of everyone, we will ourselves in some other body. So Prabhupada doesn't appreciate that process. He says it's better you ask your mother, who is your father, and accept it. And that is the most easiest way to do that. So similarly, Prabhupada goes on to tell that all these scientists and all, they are trying to search for the source of consciousness in this body. But they are still speculating, rejecting so many things. But if they simply read the scriptures, they will understand what is the source of consciousness in body. Similarly, this jnanis, they will do like that, keep on doing like that. And then when they reach dead end, they don't have nothing to do. Because it's a prakash, it's just a light, and you cannot do anything with light. So this searching of impersonal Brahma is an external process. Externally, you are rejecting things and then coming to some conclusion. You reject everything. And it's very difficult to attain that level also, because if you reject everything, there are 7 layers of material nature which you have to surpass, and then you will come to, okay, some light is there. So that is also very difficult. So intelligent person will try to seek answers. Okay, this is outwardly is not working. Let me intrinsically try to search for answers. So that is the second level, Paramatma. So for realizing Paramatma also, there is a process described in Bhagavad Gita. That is Ashtanga Yoga. So Ashtanga Yoga is a process where we follow certain rules and regulations. So yoga basically, nowadays yoga is used in a very perverted form. So Prabhupada says that people use yoga as a form of a physical exercise. But that is way beyond that. Physical exercise or yam, niyam, pranayama is simply just a part of that. The ultimate goal is to realize the Paramatma, the super soul who is residing in the heart. So this internally what we do, we will try to, we will step by step we will go, and then we will realize, okay, Paramatma is residing in our heart. And for that also the process is very, very difficult. Yam, niyam, we have to avoid something. Then we have to do something. Then we have to do breathing exercise. We have to control our senses. We have to think about a form, Lord's form, and then we have to meditate on that. And after controlling the senses, focusing everything, we realize that there is Paramatma who is residing in our heart. So that is the second internal way of realizing. But simply realizing Paramatma, understanding the super soul is there, the next question an intelligent person will come up with, okay, if the super soul is there, then who am I? So if he goes on further, he will understand that he is also part of the super soul only. He is a minute particle. Super soul is there in the heart, but I also have some identity. So what is that identity? The internally when we analyze, we will understand, okay, I am also a minuscule particle of that super soul. But once we understand that, when we seek that answer, that what am I, that is the third step of realizing the Supreme Lord, that is Bhagavan. So when you understand the super soul is there, and then you think, okay, who am I? If there is super soul in there, but what is my identity? And that is the final step of realizing, that is the first step basically of realizing Bhagavan, which is the ultimate knowledge. So, but that step will come when? So when we seek this answer, who am I? So Prabhupada says, this is the starting of a human life. When we start to seek answer. Otherwise, animals don't seek these answers, who am I? They do on autopilot mode. Everything they will do on the autopilot mode. But when we start to seek this question, who am I? That is the beginning of our devotional life. Or that is beginning of our actual human form of life. So Prabhupada says that to seek that answer, one have to go and touch the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. In one of the lectures he says that we have to go and touch the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master and then serve him. So now what do we understand by touching the lotus feet of spiritual master? So sometimes we say, okay, we have to take some blessings and all. No. Prabhupada says that touching the feet of the spiritual master basically means that we are bowing down to him. When we touch, we feel, okay, I am lesser than you. So he says that when we touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master, it simply means that we are giving up our material degrees. We are giving up our material possessions. That is useless. We accept that is useless. And when we accept that, that means we are a prospect for getting into devotional service. That is the first step. And then, it's very difficult to give up material designations. It's very, very difficult. Because we are so much bodily engrossed that, as in scripture also said, that if somebody have lot of knowledge, that is hindrance in devotional service. Because he have not, and if you see four type of people, or people who don't come to Lord, one of the categories is Maya Pritagyana. And what is this Maya Pritagyana? The person who have lot of knowledge. they will learn so many scriptures, Vedas, and ultimately they will say, okay, no, I'm myself Lord. So that is what Maya Pritagyana is. So when you have lot of knowledge, that is also entrance in bhakti. If somebody is very beautiful also, that is also hindrance in bhakti, because they get lot of followers. Somebody have lot of money, that is also a hindrance in bhakti, because Lord himself says that only four kind of people come to me. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukrito arjun artho artharthi jigyasu gyani cha bharta shabha. So if you can buy everything, nobody will come to Lord. Because when we pray, Sukh Sampatti Ghara Avai Kashtamite Tanaka. So when the Sukh Sampatti is already there with us, then I don't think we need God. Because people who have money, they say, okay, work is worship. Okay, so that is also a difficulty. So all these things are hindrance. And giving up and then surrendering to somebody who literally don't have anything. What Srila Prabhupada had when he went to US? He was having 40 rupees. He was an old man. If you see the way he speaks in a Bengali accent, and whenever I try to hear, so I don't hear that. I try to read the transcript, because if I hear, I have to concentrate a lot and then hear, because the accent, the words we don't understand. And just imagine, we are all Indians. Prabhupada was, Acharyas are transcendental to this body, but still. But these foreigners, the Americans, they also didn't know. I was hearing one lecture and they were saying that devotees used to make notes. And then Prabhupada used to say Sanatan, they used to write Santan. So that's how it is. And then when somebody was asked, some disciple of Prabhupada was asked, what made you surrender to this Indian guru? Then he told that we didn't know. We used to hear Prabhupada used to say Vrindavan. Prabhupada used to say about the pastimes of the Lord. But we used to not understand what he is speaking. One actinode was there that Prabhupada used to say that Mayavadis, they will create lot of problem. So some disciples of Prabhupada, they said that, where is this Mayavadi? You just tell me, I will just kill them off because he is giving you so much trouble. So it's like that. So they told that, just because Prabhupada was so much loving and caring, and his love was in his love and care was out of the world. When Prabhupada, in Prabhupada Leelamrit, we understand when Prabhupada used to live in the Bowery Street, all these they were all drunkards. I don't think if some drunkard comes, we will tolerate him. We will say get out. The security itself, they will not allow them to come. But Prabhupada used to serve these drunkards. He used to cook for them, and they used to eat and then go away. Prabhupada used to wash the vessels also. So because Prabhupada was so much loving and caring, it was easy for them to surrender. So surrendering to person who don't have anything to give, apart from knowledge, apart from gyan, lip service. It's not lip service, but what he can give? He can give some words. And when you have so many things, it's become very, 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 very difficult to just leave that thing and then surrender to someone. If you see the scriptures, very relevant example is Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami, as if you all know, that he was a prime minister in Nawab's government. A prime minister is a big post, this time also and that time as well. And then he was very learned as well. And we understand Chaitanya Charitamrita that he knew so many languages. He knew Farsi, he knew Bengali, Sanskrit, and he was master on that. And when Sanatan Goswami met our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kashi, what he said? People in general life, they told me I'm a Pandita. But I don't know who am I, Ami K. And also, I don't want miseries to come in my life. I don't want problems to be come in my life. But still, all these things are coming in my life. So, let me understand who am I. And that is the starting. And very nice thing is that when Sanatan Goswami, he was having one shawl, which was given by his brother-in-law in Hajipur. And that was very costly. And Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was just pointing out, just remove this. And then Sanatan Goswami went and gave that chadar to a person and took his stone cloth. So that is what is required to understand. Lord himself says, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya obdeshyanti te jnanam jnaninastatva darshana. So pranipat is that level. And until otherwise we give up our bodily conception and our upadhis, We cannot surrender to the spiritual master. And a very relevant example is about Sri Ramanujacharya ji. Ramanujacharya, he have one guru, Trikoshti or Nambi. And he wanted to have a structure mantra from him. He wanted to have Diksha from him. So, it so said that he used to travel, because previous ages we don't have car, Uber, bike and everything. We have train and aeroplane and all, we did not have. So, people used to walk. So, he used to walk all the way, and once he went to meet his guru, he knocked the door and he said, from inside, usually is an etiquette, you know, when we enter somebody's house, we have to knock. That's why in temple we are taught, okay, we have to knock. And the bell is also there. The bell is there for what? Sometimes people don't understand why the bell is there. So bell is there to ensure I'm arriving. Previously it was ages of kings and all. So not everybody, even now also, if you have some minister and all, you want to go, you cannot go directly. There is so many protocols. You have to go, give your references, who is there, what is there, what is the work. They will say, okay, wait, then he will come. So similarly, Lord is the Supreme. And you are entering his house, at least you should inform him, I am entering. So that's why we will ring the bell. So similarly, he knocked the door. So he knocked the door and then inside, from inside, somebody asked, who are you? So he said, Ramanuj. Then he said, when I will die, then you come. I am Ramanuj. He said, I am Ramanuj. Then he said, when I will die, then you come. Then he went away. Then the second time he came, again knocked the door. Again somebody asked, who are you? I am Ramanuj. He said, okay, when I will die, then will come. And just like this, we come to know that 17 times it happened like this. And then Ramanuj was bewildered, you know, why it's happening to me? And then somehow Lord gave him, because Lord is residing in the heart. Sarvasa chaham ridhi sanni vishto masmritir jnanam apohanam cha vedesa sarve rahamir vedyo vedankrit videv chaham. So Lord is residing in the heart and he himself inspired him. Then he knocked again and he said, who are you? Then he said, I'm Ramanuj Dasan. I'm servant, I'm Das. And that's where, okay, he said, please come in. And then he came in and then gave you the instruction mantra. So the point is, until otherwise we come to the concept of accepting I am the servant, we will not advance in devotional life. We will not advance in spiritual life. So that mood should be inculcated in our mind in such a way that we are always consciously aware that I am Das. And that's why all of us, when we get spiritual names, we get Das as a title. Okay, this is this Das, that Das and all. And sometimes we Prabhu are others. We have to call others Prabhu. But somehow when we call, this Prabhu is speaking. And then it breaks the whole mood that I am not Prabhu, I am Das. Anyways, so it happens because that mood is not so much imbibed in us. So that's how it happens. So we have to surrender in that way. And sometimes, so this is one way wherein we approach the spiritual master. We are inquisitive. And then the spiritual master, we surrender to spiritual master and the knowledge is imparted. We ask the question. The second way is when we have intense desire. When we intense desire to meet the Lord, when we have intense desire to serve the Lord, then there is other process wherein the Lord himself sends his bona fide people to us to guide us. So in Bhagavatam, there is a very good example of Prachetas. So 4th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prachetas are son of Raja Prachin Bahirith. And Raja Prachin Bahirith, King Prachin Bahirith, he tells his son to go and do austerity. And in Bhagavatam, it's very nicely written that they are very clean in their mind and are very determined to fulfill the instruction of their father to do tapasya and please the Lord. But simply giving instruction itself is not helpful until otherwise you tell, okay. So say for example, you go to Pune, but you should tell, how should I go? Whether I should take a train, whether I should take a flight, or you are arranging some car and all. He simply said and they instructed and they accepted it. Actually, it's a good quality also. In scriptures, it said that there are three kind of sons. So the first kind of son is Uttam son, or the high quality topmost son is the one who understands the mood of his father and he does the work without him asking. So say for example, every day father will go to sleep at 9 o'clock. He need his bed nicely made and he need a glass of water. So son will understand that my father is going to sleep. Before his father goes to bed, he will arrange everything and put a glass of water there. So that's a top quality son. Then there is a madhyam or middle level son. So father have to instruct him. Okay, I will go to sleep. Before that you go, arrange my bed, put a glass of water. And then he will do it. And the third son, Prabhupada says, that is nikrist. So nikrist son or the low level son, father will say, okay, I am going to sleep. Clean my bed, put a glass of water. So he will not even listen. He said, you are sitting, lying every day. You go and do your job. I will not do. Gandhiji, I mean, sometimes we say, okay, apna kaam swayam karo, do your work by your own. So he will say like that. So that is not, Prabhupada goes on to say that he is not putra, he is a mutra, he is a waste. So here, these prachitas were top quality. And then they simply heard the instruction and then move. Then what happened? Then when Lord sees that somebody have intense desire to achieve me, then Lord himself sends his bona fide devotees to instruct them. And then what happens? Shivji, who is Vaishnava Nam Yathashambhu, the topmost Vaishnava, he himself came and gave instruction, Rudra Gita in the form of Rudra Gita, to Prachetas. And then Pracheta is austerity and achieved. Another example is Dhruva. So when Dhruva, Bhagavatam tells, and they are of the same clan, interestingly. And if you see Bhagavatam, most of the stories are from the same clan only. People from the same dynasty itself, you know, their stories and pastimes are given. So Dhruva, so when he was insulted by his stepmother, and he became very morose, he went to his mother, and then mother gave her one very nice instruction. And because Dhruva, being a Kshatriya, he was furious and he was angry. Prabhupada goes on to explain that in Varnashram we have four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudras. And they have their own nature, Guna and Karma. So for a Kshatriya, if somebody insults him, is as good as death. So for Brahmana, so if you remember, once Arjuna took a vow to do some task. So he wanted to kill some devotee and that didn't happen. And he took a vow that I will die. I will commit suicide and all. And then Arjuna was ready to commit suicide. Then Lord intervened and said, okay, don't do suicide. You glorify your own self. It's like a suicide itself. So it's a suicide, and for death, if somebody insults him, that is a death. So he was a Kshatriya. He cannot tolerate that. For Brahmana, if somebody points out his mistake, that is as good as death for him. For Vaishya, if somebody takes away his money. So it's like that. So he was insulted and he was very furious, and then I think that he would have said that I will take revenge and all. Then mother Suniti, she says that no, if somebody have done wrong to you, don't commit another wrong to him. Because if somebody is doing a wrong to the other person, he himself will fall in a ditch. He himself will suffer. So if somebody have offended us, if somebody have insulted us, we should not take in our mind and try to take a revenge. Instead, we should forgive. That's the instruction Suniti gave to Dhruva. And then she told, okay, you can search for Lord and go. So Dhruva was 5 years old boy, and he was having such an intense desire to please the Lord, and he was having materialistic choices, that he wants kingdom which is bigger than his grandfather. And then Narad Muni came. So Narad Muni tried to test the water, whether he is seriously determined or it's a bubble in itself. Sometimes we also get announcement, okay, this is happening, I will get rid of this. But that is only short-lived. After a few hours, we again come back to our senses and we continue with what we are doing. So Narad Muni tried to test the waters, and he said, you are a small boy, don't take things seriously, why are you taking so much serious, go back and play, this is the age for playing and all. Then Dhruva said, no, if you want to help me, you let me know what is the process, what you want to do, otherwise give me the way, I will go. And then Narada gave him instruction, he gave him Diksha, he gave him mantra and asked him to do Madhuvan. And this 5 year old boy did a miracle. In 6 months, he did such an austerity. In first month, he just ate bare fruits. And then he went on to eat only dry grass. And then he drank little bit water. And then little bit air. And then finally, he controlled all the power in this cosmic creation, and everybody was afraid what is happening. And then Lord came, and Lord did a Brahmasparsh, a touch. Because when Lord appeared in front of him, he was small, but he didn't know a lot of shloka and all. He cannot glorify the Lord. Lord himself is Uttama Shloka, who should be glorified in a very nice way. So sometimes we as a layman, we don't know much shlokas and all. So we should not be afraid. Our previous acharyas, if you see, read Srimad Bhagavatam, there are a lot of prayers. We can simply use that and recite in front of Lord. And if we cannot recite also, Lord knows all the languages. So whether we are speaking Hindi, Marathi, whatever, we can speak in all languages and Lord will understand that. And then Dhruva started to glorify Lord. And because, with what intention Dhruva went to search for a Lord? With a material intention. And then with mercy of the Lord, because when he saw the Lord, all his material desire went away. And then, but Lord is very smart. So, whatever desires devotees have, Lord will ensure that it is fulfilled. The best part is, before we come to Krishna consciousness, we have a lot of desires. And after we get involved in devotional service, we get them, but we are no longer interested in using that or enjoying that. So, this is how Bhagavatam says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janatasu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadhitukam. So, with Jnana itself, Virakti comes, and we are no longer interested in all that things. So, Dhruva, he was no longer interested, and he says that I was searching for a piece of glass, and then I got what? I got diamonds and all. So that's where, in that context itself, the second part of the shloka comes in. Wherein? One give up such processes as the heavenly king Indra. Forgoes the trouble to dig a well. So this analogy is relating to what Dhruva wants. So how it's relevant? So here it means, see, Indra is responsible for rains, okay, and he is the one who is supplying rains all across the universe. He is the one who is sitting on the reservoir of water. And if somebody says that okay, Indra wants to drink water, and what he is doing? He is digging up the well. That is useless. I mean, ludicrous. Lord Prabhupada says ludicrous. It's like that only. So similarly, a devotee is no longer interested in bhukti, mukti and siddhi, which is received by other processes. I mean, Prabodhananda Saraswati very nicely says that mukti is like hell. I don't want mukti. Places of Brahma, Satyaloka, heavenly Indra and posts like this are like insects. Heavenly planets are like flower. It never exists. Have you ever seen any flower coming from the heaven or it's growing up in the sky? It never exists. And then he says, even the senses are now like a snake whose fangs are removed. The snake is venomous till the time the teeth are there. And when the teeth are removed, we can become Shankarji. We can put a snake and we can also roam. So, how it happened? It happened because of the sidelong glances of the Supreme Lord. So, once you achieve Supreme Lord, then all these things becomes irrelevant. That's what, you know, here the digging of the well analogy is there. And we can say Prabodhananda Saraswati is a very learned person. Even Asura, like Vritasura, Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto 11th chapter, he says, Nanaka Prishtam Nachaparamestam Nasarabhomam Narasadipatyam Na Yoga Siddhim Na Punarbhavamba Samanjasate Virahamekangshe. So, Vritasura is saying, he's Asura. If some learned Brahmana speaks, we can understand. Asura is speaking like that. He says that, O Lord, I don't want Dhruva Loka. I don't want some power or some Satya Loka, Brahma Loka and all, if I am aloof from your lotus feet. Samanjasa. He doesn't say Krishna. Samanjasa is the word he uses. So once we achieve Krishna, bhukti, mukti, siddhi is no longer relevant. All these things come by default. So only thing we should aspire is to have the service of the Supreme Lord, Radha Gopinanchi. So once we aspire for that, once we achieve Him, everything will come by default. No need for us to hanker. And then we go back, Prabhupada's regarding surrender. Once we surrender, what is next? That we need to take instruction also. So what is the instruction? Our acharyas, I think we are already, we have only 5 minutes, so I am reducing everything and then coming to the gist. So, Prabhupada says that tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena seva upadeshyanti te jnanam jnanesatva darshana. Then we have to do seva, service. And how we will do service is through instruction of Srila Master. So, somehow with Lord's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are in such a nice place wherein we are having association of such exalted devotees, we are having nice prasad and all, and we have nice philosophy. And Prabhupada had made it very simple. Previous Acharya used to say that if somebody wants to go to back to home, back to Godhead, at least 3 lives will be needed. But Srila Prabhupada says that if somebody only simply chants, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, and follows 4 regulative principles all across his life, achieving the Godhead is assured. So Prabhupada also goes on to explain he gives example of a boat which is in the midst of ocean. So say for example, the boat goes into midst of ocean and it stops. It cannot go anymore. The machine is no longer functional. The motor have got destroyed. So there is 2 ways, he says, through which we can reach the source. First way is, you jump in the ocean, swim, and then try to reach the source, which is near to impossible. Which is near to impossible. Even somebody who have won the Olympics gold, he will not be able to achieve that. So Prabhupada says the best way is to remain in the boat. And the sea waves itself ensure that the boat will reach the source. So this Harinam, this chanting the holy name of the Lord, this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is for us to just simply remain here. We have our own faults. We are in various ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanprastha, sannyas. All of us have problem at our own level. We have all our problem. Grihasthas have some other problem. Brahmacharis have some problem. Vanprastha and sannyas. Everybody have problem. But regardless of this problem, if we continue to remain in this society, in center of Srila Prabhupada, we will achieve the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. That is for sure. And for that, we have to, whatever happens, we have to continue to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So, it's 9:10. I have only 3 to 4 minutes. So, I will stop here. And I will request some senior devotees to give some comments. If they want to give some comments. Okay. If no comments, then we can take some questions. If somebody has some questions. Okay. No comments, no questions. Okay, thank you. I'm saved. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu. So let's express our gratitude to Prabhuji by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.